The mud of a salt swamp is quite different from a freshwater swamp. The essential trouble with the people ashore is that, by their irrigation, they've contrived an island-wide swamp which happens to be upside down, the mud at the bottom. So, the question is, can it acquire the properties of a salt swamp instead of a freshwater swamp without killing all the vegetation on the surface? That's why I'm after these samples. As we go inshore, the water should be fresher on a shallowing shore like this with drainage in this direction. He gestured to the survey private at the stern of the boat. "Closer in, please." Varne said, "Sir, motorboats are forbidden inshore. The vibrations." Hardwick shrugged. "We will obey the rule. I've probably samples enough. How far out do the mudflats run at the surface?" "About 200 yards at the surface, sir. The mud's about the consistency of thick cream. You can see where the ripples stop, sir." Hardwick stared. He turned his eyes away. "Sir," said Barnes unhappily, "may I ask, sir?" Hardwick said dryly, "You may, but the answer's pure theory. The information will do no good at all unless all the rest of the problem we face is solved. But solving the rest of the problem will do no good if this part remains unsolved. You see?"
"Yes, sir."
"But the others seem more urgent, sir." Hardwick shrugged. There was a shout from a nearby boat. Men were pointing ashore. Hardwick jerked his eyes to the shoreline. A section of seemingly solid ground moved slowly toward the water. Its forefront seemed to disintegrate, and a singularly slow-moving swell moved out over the rippleless border of the sea where mud banks like thick cream reached the surface. The moving mass was a good half mile in width. Its outer edge dissolved in the sea, and the top tilted, and green vegetation leaned downwind and very deliberately subsided into the water. It was remarkably like the way an ingot of non-ferrous metal slides into a pool made by its own melting. But the aftermath was somehow horrifying. When the tumbled soil was all dissolved and the grass undulated like a floating meadow on the water, there remained a jagged, shallow gap in the land bank. There were irregularities, vertical striations and unevennesses in the exposed broken soil. Hardwick snatched up glasses and put them to his eyes. The shore seemed to leap toward him. He saw the harsh outlines of the temporary cliff go soft. The bottom ceased to look like soil. It glistened. It moved outward in masses which grew rounder as they swelled. They flowed after the now banished fallen stuff into the water. The topsoil was suddenly undercut. The wetter material under it flowed away, leaving a ledge which bore carefully tended flowering shrubs. Hardwick could see specks of color which were their blossoms, and a brightly colored small trim house in which some family had lived.